Hello, good morning, Dr. Sundaram, NLP psychologist from India. Welcome for my podcast show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and whichever the part of the world you are, welcome you for my show. I'm an NLP coach, NLP counselor, relationship counselor, mentor, trainer, teacher, and above all, a practitioner of NLP. Even though I did my doctorate in NLP, the only NLP doctorate in India, I don't want to claim my doctorate degrees. I don't want to claim my basic masters and trainers. I'm just 32 years young, and this story I tell for the last 30 years. Wow! Oh, friends. This podcast is mostly meant for my students who are scattered around the globe. But others are also welcome. NLP is nothing but a neuro-linguistic psychology. In other words, for the newcomers, it is a psychology with mathematical precision. There will be an input, there will be a process, there will be an output. You go to any NLP trainer, any NLP training program, they will teach you how to become your own psychologist for your purpose. That is very simple as NLP. NLP is a mind manual. When you purchase a mixie or you purchase a cell phone, you are given an owner's manual, a user's manual. But for this super mind called computer, do you have your manual? NLP is that manual. It's 100 times better than any personality development program. Well, friends, today's talk. One of my students has wrote to me how to break the comfort zone, how NLP breaks the comfort zone. Well, you have to make use of timeline therapy. Okay, timeline therapy, timeline concepts, which I taught you. Well, what is a comfort zone? A comfort zone is a zone where you are very, very comfortable. Any activity where you do regularly, you are very comfortable. I teach time management. I was teaching time management to my management students in BHEL when I was heading the training division of Bharat Heavy Electrical Limited, 85,000 employees. We had around every year around 300 programs. At any point of time in my HRD building, there are about 3 to 5 programs going on, 5 training programs going on. When I used to teach time management, very simple. What is time management? You write down what are the activities, make a list of all the activities. And every activity should be classified into must and a should, M and S. M is a must, S is a should. So, what is a must? Getting up and brushing is a must. Bath is a must. Putting dress is a must. Going to college is a must. Going to office is a must. Putting car in the petrol is a must. So, all the must, you set 2 standards. Daily, you get up and set up 2 standards. One is a must standard and another is a should standard. What is should? If I have time after completing all the must, I will have a should. So what actually happens, a person who clears all the must, or 80% of the must, or 50% of the must, he is a person who is playing in the comfort zone. Playing in a comfort zone. How to make this should into must? The should is always a backlog. So people improve by default. What is default? Working in the comfort zone. Well, I have my doggy with me. Now I am talking from my early morning walk, after early morning walk. Daily I put my podcast show. And I have my doggy. Hi, Rocky. Hi. Okay. This guy, when I go on round, what he does? Every 10 feet, he checks me whether I am there or not. My dog Rocky checks me where I am. Then he goes and he barks the other side of the fence. He's a king in his street. He is a king when I am there. Okay. Otherwise, if he goes to other street, other dogs will bark and scare him. That means his end of his comfort zone is his own street, Galli Ka Sher. In Hindi, we call it a Galli Ka Sher. In your premises, you are the king. In your house, you are the king. In your school, you are the king. In your office, you are the king. But once you become a citizen, you are no more a king. You are a citizen. So, breaking the comfort zone is breaking your own limits of your street. breaking the limits of the street. Okay. I had a good friend of mine. He is no more. He was a Ratnavel Pandian, ex-judge of Karnataka and judiciary of Tamil Nadu. I remember once he was sharing. I asked him why that innocent get punished. You know, I did my work with the prisoners, around 400 prisoners. I applied NLP on them. That is the reason I got my doctorate. That is there another video. You can go and see it. You can see my 300 YouTube videos and 100 podcasts. I asked this judge why the innocent gets punished. So that judge told me, see Sundaram, as a judge, sometimes when I give a judgment, I know intuitively that this person is not wrong. I am not God. I am a human being, number one. Number two, based on the evidence produced in front of me, based on the evidence of witness, based on the evidence of documents, evidence on investigation, I have to take a decision, number one. In a population of 1,000, let us say 100 people commit a crime. So 10 gets punished. Why 10 gets punished based on whatever the explanation given by the judge? Then I ask you, why? When you know that, why do you do that? Because I have to do that because I have to scare the people who are not yet committed the crime. Okay? Not yet committed the crime. Because once the judiciary, once the law is established, people are afraid. If I don't establish the law, what will happen? Everybody will follow the 10% will become 100%, 100% become 1,000%. Okay. That means, yes, that is how improvement is carried out in the organization, in a society. Reformation is carried out in society. The same thing you have to apply if you are falling in the trap of again and again and again and again. You are playing with your comfort zone. You are going in a circle, you are thinking, I am very happy. If you go in circle, you will get a circle. Circle can never become a spiral. Who is the person who thinks I am going in circle and thinks that a person who goes in a circle and thinks I am going in a spiral? A person who is there, I call it Agra ka Pagal Khana. Or the person who is in a Keel Park Medical Hospital, mental hospital. A person who is in a mental hospital will think I am going round and round and he says I am improving. If you are going round and round, you did what you did yesterday, you are doing it today. And the same thing you are repeating for a week, month or a year, you are there only. Every day you have to push yourself from the comfort zone. I would say attend the one more should. Attend two more shoulds. Attend three more shoulds. Make a list of procrastination list and drop it on the timeline therapy. We teach timeline for my NLP practitioners. I do NLP training program for basic, masters and trainers. In English, Hindi, Telugu and Tamil, you can attend to my training program. Here we talk about one concept called timeline therapy or timeline concept. You close your eyes and imagine the timeline. There you go and drop your things to do today or your goals, your milestone, and automatically your subconscious mind will push you daily towards that. So kindly apply these things to do today and break your comfort zone. You have to break your comfort zone. Very simple. What you have to do is, in case you are not able to do that, let us say you have made a 10 list of 10 activities, 5 are must, 5 are should, and today's goal is must plus should. If you have not done one should, in the evening when you review, what you have to do? You have to give a punishment to yourself, like the judge is giving punishment to the victim or the end of trial. Isn't it? A sample punishment. You have to give a sample. What is that? Maybe instead of sleeping on the cot, sleep on the floor. Comfort zone, break the comfort zone. Instead of cutting on the UFO bed, sleep on a bed sheet. Instead of having a 2-3 pillows around, remove the pillow. You create your own mini punishment, the corporal punishment, because please understand, mind is a very good mind. Isn't it? But the programming, the habits have been done in the where? In the body. That is the reason we call about muscle programming and mind programming. All NLP trainers talk about mind programming, and here we talk about muscle programming. The muscle programming has been used to do only the habits. So how to change the habit, how to break the comfort zone? One is give yourself a corporal punishment. So friends, thank you very much. Break your own comfort zone and use the help of NLP timeline therapy. And I want, as usual, to go and give a feedback on my Ask PTS podcast Facebook page. If you liked it, like it, kindly share it with your friends. The sharing is saving of life. You can ask any questions. Before that, you can go to my 300 YouTube videos and 4 podcasts and find out any question has been answered. But still, you're welcome, because one of my students have asked, therefore I have answered. Thank you very much. See you. Bye-bye. See you very much. Thank you. Break the comfort zone using timeline therapy.